At the 2014 John Deere Develop with Deer Conference, I'm speaking with Tyler Hogreef. And Tyler, it's good to see all you folks again here this year in Kansas City. We were in Des Moines last year. Now, we're in these breakout sessions, and you just finished one talking about wireless data transfer, myjohndeere.com, and how you're working with other companies to integrate with them. What are some of the things you want people to know that's kind of new this year?
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the big questions for a lot of these companies, especially some of the new companies that are in the room this year, is what is my John Deere when it comes to and how it relates to their businesses and the applications that they're developing? And then in addition to that, what is wireless data transfer? How does that integrate? And then how can they get data and how can they allow customers to move their data from my John Deere and from the machine into the software applications of some of the companies that are in here seamlessly? And as part of the discussion today, we highlighted that My John Deere is that interface that's collecting information, and then it allows these organizations, these companies, to, as the customer requests it, to pull the data into their system so that the customer has a choice. They can choose whichever application they want to use in the marketplace and whatever makes the most sense for their business. And a lot of this is all enabled by wireless data transfer, which is seamlessly taking the information off the machine and getting it to our customers as seamless and fast as possible.
In your session, you had a good example with one of these companies that's working with you.
Absolutely. Ag Integrated came on site. They also presented here as well and highlighted for a lot of these companies what integration of those APIs was like, giving a great case study on what to look for, some of the hurdles, and then a lot of the advantages of what you have as soon as you have integrated with the APIs.
Well, it's an ag nerd's paradise here, and I'm sure you probably had some questions. Did you have a little bit of Q&A? Any kind of anything in particular that people were either really curious about or surprised about?
Absolutely. I think one of the key questions that came up was, what does this do to our data size? As we know in agriculture, data size is growing, and that's actually making the movement of data a little more challenging, but with tools like wireless data transfer and My John Deere, the movement of that data is actually becoming easier because as you switch a field name in your display, as an example, the machine will automatically push your information off and get it to that application that you want to use or that you chose to use. And that's happening with smaller data sizes. So one way of tackling that problem has been to eliminate the need to pull all your data off at once and then instead push it in these small chunks.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tyler. Good to see you here again at this conference. So from Kansas City, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.